This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. Longing for the
sun. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars host and analyst, taking a sabbatical this summer. Take care of her grandma, but she's already back with us. Yeah, extinguish that fire. Boy, I tell you, she deserves that time off. I want to take a couple months off myself, but the fight is so intense. That's why we're getting all these other talk show hosts, all these other people on air, building a major network, because then I can not cut back being on air. My problem is I get so obsessed with it and so obsessed with it, it just takes over my mind. And then you stare into the abyss, you become the abyss. And, you know, I know Leanne would get depressed looking at all this news, knowing how real it was. But we see things starting to turn the corner. Leanne, in the 4 minutes we've got left, what are other points you'd like to talk about?
Well, I know a lot of people are really concerned with what's going to happen with the Affordable Care Act, and Trump's actually tweeted, just repeal it all together. If you can't put together a replacement, just get rid of it. So, of course, this is the next thing this week that he's literally going to kill millions of Americans.
But it's designed to make the whole healthcare plan fail.
Right.
I mean, the current plan is a scam.
Well, look at what's going on with this 10-month-old Charlie Gard. Now, this is the baby. He has a very rare disease, a mitochondrial disease, and his family was able to raise almost $2 million so that he could get some experimental treatment to the United States. But they have the European Court of Human Rights says, no, we were not going to let you take him to get this experimental testing. We're not going to allow you to fly to the U.S. to do this. We're taking him off life support and letting your child die with dignity.
That's right. They have the money, and so they want to set the precedent that they're going to not let you give medical treatment to your child.
Right. And this family just wants to see if perhaps they can give a better quality of life to their child. This is,
The truth is, Leanne, the EU is totally run by globalists. They want to block a lot of experimental stuff because they already know it works. They don't want the public. Most of this stuff's 20, 30 years old. I've talked to people involved in MD Anderson, you name it. They don't want these tests to get done because they know this stuff works, and all these advanced technologies then will be discovered.
Yeah, and this isn't even assisted suicide. I mean, this is euthanasia, and they're okay with this type of thing here. And I know we've talked about death panels, and we're made fun of for that kind of thing, but this is... There's so many people in this country right now that think the government needs to take care of them for everything. And just take a look at what's going on there in Europe if you want to see what that looks like. You give all the power to the government to take care of you. I mean, it's absurd.
People well, they allow all these chimeras and stuff, but they've got a mitochondrial treatment. They go, oh, it might mutate. But okay, so it might mutate. We're not putting animal genes into this baby.
No, they're totally fine creating a baby out of the thigh material so that the baby can be created without a man. It's created with just two women. Or they're totally fine with creating a baby with three parents. But, you know, if you want to take your child to get some experimental therapy that could improve his quality of life, no, we can't. That's too crazy. That's too far. We can gender reassign your 7-year-old, you know, it hasn't even gone through puberty yet.
Sure, it's an agenda. They don't want, because I know about this treatment, and they have actually tested. They don't want the stuff that's known to work, and that's what they're so scared about. Anything else is fine. Just don't let us actually do genetic treatments that are safe and work.
Right. And the fact that this family has raised all this money, there's so many people who are concerned and just want to help this family. So now this just happened today. They took the boy off his assisted life support. So we'll have to see what happens. But now the family said they're going to donate all that money to other families dealing with this disease so that they can try to help those families. But, I mean, they fought so hard for baby Charlie and to just have that government there say, nope, he needs to die.
Why are they making the decision if the U.S. government will let him do it? Why would they say, oh, it's just incredible. Leanne McAdoo, I know you're going to be doing reports for us, more on the field, coming back to Austin some too. Very exciting. You are awesome. It is so good to see your face.
Good to see you too, Alex, and all the crew. I miss you guys.
Well, Leanne, we miss you too, and you're awesome. Michael Cernovich is coming up with a Robert Kiyosaki bombshell. Thank you so much, Leanne.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest. That's
amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt it in a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Either with the Republic or against it. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And your host of the fourth hour, that has just kind of been our training wheels area, not that Mike Cernovich needs it. Before, I'm getting the people hired, I'm putting it in place, I'm getting the clock set up, I'm contacting our radio affiliates and saying, hey, by the middle of July, David Knight will host a three-hour radio show leading up to 11 a.m. Central. So from 8, 9, 10, 11, from 8 in the morning until 11, you will have David Knight. I don't know the name of the show yet. We've got the clock. We've got the intros getting ready. That's going to happen. Then Mike Cernovich is going to come on at 3 o'clock Central, and we'll at least host an hour of it, but it'll be a roundtable so that it will then segue into others, because a lot of our main anchors are so busy they can't do 3-4 hours a day. So it'll be kind of, a lot of these will be roundtable shows. Knight can hold 3 hours a day. So concerned of us easily, but they only want to host an hour or two a day. Same thing with Roger Stone. He'll be coming on at 9 at night till midnight Central. He'll host an hour and a half or so, but then he'll be with Owen Schroyer, who will then segue into clips and other guests. So these are going to be shows hosted by two people that then have generally, at least for an hour, a gallery of other guests your calls, clips, but mainly it's so we're live on air with breaking news as it happens. And I intend by the end of 2017, I believe we're saying that, in the year 2017, the second American Revolution went into high gear as patriots using information warfare techniques and the weapon of truth took on the globalists and began to win. This is a chronicle of the 21st century war to restore the new renaissance in the American century. That's what's happening. But I'm involved in all of it, obviously. The branding, which is the truth. People say, how do I brand stuff? What is the truth of history? And then that's what we brand. I'm not coming up with any of this. I'm actually looking at what's happened to humans before and bringing it back with a 21st century mix. So this is a big deal. The globalists are going to launch counter-defenses. They're going to get violent. Michael Moore's calling for uprisings. But people know the MSM's out to get them. They know they're liars. They know they work for foreign powers. They know they want to make you poor. In fact, we've had a lot of great folks sending in graphics. One of them is CNN is a terrorist organization. That's Mike Cernovich's idea a month ago. Now we've seen dozens of people peacefully take over national TV and expose it. We're going to tweet that out in the next hour. They terrorize our freedom. CNN is fake news. They've only paid out like 15 grand of the 200,000. So CNN is terrorist. CNN is fake news. But they've had all these people throwing fits and freaking out and getting upset and CNN saying it's dangerous. Stop saying it. You're saying kill people. You're having guests on saying the guy that shot the cops and the congressman wasn't an evil person. You're the one saying hashtag hunt Republicans. All we're doing is saying you're a bunch of trash. Just like Trump says, Mika's begged to come meet with me. So is this other guy. Give me a break. She shows up all bleeding from, you know, facelifts. Get out of my way. They go, oh, we're scared. Kathy Griffin, kill the president. He says, you know, that's despicable what you did. Oh, you were mean to me. And actually fake cries like a three-year-old who gets caught, you know, doing something bad. And they do that fake cry. Mike Cernovich taking over, my friend. Wow, what is it like for you to see the further implosion of CNN, the rest of the media rallying around to try to prop it up, the total hysteria, the ghost dance they've gone into? What do you make of this?
Well, I wanted to break a story real quick. I wasn't able to break it when you had me on Monday because I have to embargo a lot of this stuff. So there was a big story right now. We found out about Rex Tillerson, Brian Hook, and Margaret Petterlein. Rex Tillerson, some of us might remember, the State Department secretly lifted the ban on refugees. There was a New York Times article about this about a month ago.
That's so right, countermanding Trump, not just courts rebelling with the Supreme Court slapped down on Monday, but we're talking about beyond that. We're talking about rebellion inside the State Department. Go ahead.
Right. So I found out that the State Department had lifted the ban on refugees. They were going to let in at least 50,000. And we thought it was Brian Hook. So what a lot of people don't realize, there's this guy, Brian Hook, who shouldn't be a very high level person. He is actually meeting with foreign dignitaries. He is holding court. And you can this is like an open secret
and
now.
Tell folks his pedigree. It's globalist.
And he was a never Trumper. So he was a never Trumper, a story broken by Alex Pfeiffer and John Huddleston, I think, of Foreign Policy back when it happened. So this never Trumper, Brian Hook, got hired in the State Department, and he is meeting with foreign dignitaries. That is an open secret right now. It's the talk of D.C., talk of the town. You're not going to find that political, though, because they're happy that a never Trumper is meeting with foreign dignitaries. He's acting like he is
so
now.
So you began to expose that. Now, what are your sources saying?
So apparently there was some pushback from Stephen Miller about this refugee lifting. So they and I texted Nico the article too about how they secretly lifted the ban on refugees behind Trump's back. Well, Brian Hook had done that, and it turns out now Rex Tillerson is on board with Brian Hook's plan. Tillerson now wants to let in 100,000 new refugees in a year.
All right, so this is huge. We've given him benefit of the doubt. You're saying from your White House sources, Rex Tillerson hasn't been blindsided. Rex Tillerson is involved in bringing in Islamists. That brings me the OECD that set up the current takeover of Europe. They're saying just get used to it. We need these Muslims to basically pay European Social Security. So they decided to repopulate us, not with Latin Americans, Africans, or Asians, which would be fine, but with radical Muslims. That makes no sense, but that's what they're announcing. Go ahead.
Yeah, so initially I thought it was Brian Hook who lifted the ban. And indeed, it was Brian Hook. But I found out there was a meeting in the Oval Office. President Trump was present there. Stephen Miller was. Tillerson was there. Rex Tillerson went on a rampage and said, I'm not going to listen to some 31-year-old Stephen Miller. Why do you think you know so much? We need to start taking in more refugees or there'll be more terrorism in America.
But you bring in Islamicists and that's what causes the attack. So, well, so you're talking to folks that were in the meeting and Tillerson sounds like he's a Soros operative.
So Tillerson, we don't know what happened with him. He started off actually being okay, and we thought it was Margaret Petterlein and Brian Hook, who they essentially are running. That actually should be a much bigger story than it is. Brian Hook, never Trumper, totally unqualified for the job, is acting as a de facto Secretary of State. He's having meetings with foreign dignitaries, having meetings with heads of state. We're talking, you know, countries like India. They have to go and kiss the ring of Brian Hook, who was a never Trumper. And I thought, you know, what's going on? Because we thought Tillerson was okay. Well, it turns out, though, Tillerson has now been persuaded by, I don't know, McMaster or whoever, that if we don't let in 100,000 Muslim refugees a year, then that's going to radicalize Muslims to commit terrorism. So now Tillerson has a massive plan to double the number of refugees being let in. Essentially,
if that sounds like it doesn't make sense, Erdogan played the part of a nice Muslim like Turkey did, and that was the former head of the Ottoman Empire. They got Europe to take in the last decade 5 million Turks, okay, at least. And so now he wants to come in and direct them politically. He's threatened the jihad to, quote, burn down every city through his ambassador to the EU if they don't accept it. Germany finally stood up and said, okay, you can't come here and give a speech. That was today. So this is the model. The Muslim groups say, if you don't let us on the New York Federal Reserve Board, if you don't let us get all these government contracts, if you don't let us come in and do all this, if you don't let in a certain number, we're going to attack you now, which is just what my Pentagon sources told me years ago. And I said, we're being held hostage by rich Muslims threatening to activate terror cells if we don't let more in. So then we're going to let even more in, where it's well over these boats, 90% male. They keep saying it's 80% in the UN's numbers. That's crazy. Hey, go ahead and blow stuff up. We're not going to be held hostage. We're certainly going to take more of you in. This is the most idiotic equation. The truth is, our elites are being paid off by Saudi Arabia and the Islamicists. What else are your White House sources saying?
Well, Tillerson now is a full-on globalist. Again, I don't know if he was bribed by somebody or somebody threatened his family or what happened, but what we...
Because he did fight globalism back in the 90s and 2000s.
Yeah, so they're back in, and so there's a nasty fight, nasty infighting. Tillerson is, again, he wants to go back to the Obama administration era of the refugee resettlement policy. That's the Tillerson thing. Brian Hook.
Let me ask you this. Why does the OECD, which, again, is the original big globalist system that took over Europe, why is it in the UN obsessed with, quote, repopulating us with Muslims, when statistically highest rates of welfare, super high rates of crime, pimping, sex slavery. I mean, if you want to statistically bring in people, Mexicans are like 50 times better. I mean, let's admit it. An average Mexican worker ends up paying more taxes, doing more work than the average third generation American. I don't want to say Americans are lazy like the leftists say, but statistically, living in the lap of luxury makes you lazy. I don't care what color you are. A third generation Mexican is as lazy as anybody else, as white people. But why would we bring in Brazilians or even Nigerians or people from Asia? Why wouldn't we bring in Chinese if we're going to bring in Muslims? What is going on here?
Yeah, and why not bring in South African farmers who are being slaughtered
pushed out of South Africa,
right? There's why didn't we bring in more Ukrainians when, you know, they were having that problem in the Crimea? It's an anti-Christian thing. There's really no question about it. They don't want to bring in anybody who's Christian. It's the same reason they want to take out Assad.
That's it. They want to bring in Muslims because they're not Christian.
Exactly. It's a war on Christians.
Because it's not even a color issue. They don't want Christians. You just said it.
Yeah. And that's what people have to understand. Once you understand, the same thing from the Middle East. Why don't we take, you know, me personally, if we're going to take in refugees or migrants or whatever you want to call them, well, why don't we take in good Christian fam?
Take Syria. Roughly 20% was Christian. If you do the math, it was like 0.000 something. Out of 3,000 people, they bring in one Christian.
Exactly. So that says it all, really. It isn't a color thing, a race thing. It's not a country thing, because we could bring in intact Christian families from Syria or from Jordan or from Afghanistan or Iraq. Christians need not apply. It is a war on Christianity, and anybody who can't see that is ignoring everything that's right in front of their face.
Tournament, you always boil it down. You really are amazing, because that's hiding in plain view. It's an anti-Christian move. Attacks on Christians have quadrupled. Something like 70% of all religious attacks in the world are against Christians. And then our government goes in and puts the most radical, crazy, woman-raping, slaving, sex-slaving, pedophile Al-Qaeda in charge, and ISIS. And then we just go along with it. The good news is it caused a rebellion in our military. It caused a rebellion in the Senate. It caused a rebellion in law enforcement. And I think that's why people finally had the decision they had to join the Republic, was because you can't just sell out to this like Boss Hogg and, you know, there's some power structure that owns stuff, but you're okay. I mean, I would fight that because I'm a moral guy, but I wouldn't fight to the death. I wouldn't be like 18 hours a day. It's that it's existential. It's Satanist allied with Islam and a bunch of scum wanting to totally enslave everybody. I mean, this is insane.
Yeah, I don't get to take days off, man. You know, people. I was doing all these events in D.C. and people go, man, you look really tired. And I go, I'm not going to lie to you. I am tired because I have to go every day because they're trying to murder us every day. When you have an enemy army trying to murder you every day, you have to get up and you have to fight every day. There's no choice. It's a life or death war.
Well, I'm going to have you take over. I skipped this break because I'm cutting into your time. You got a lot to cover, but you always invite me on. Very soon we're going to have your own transmission. But Robert Kiyosaki, best-selling author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. He sold more than like 100 million books last time I checked. Really good friends with Trump, co-authored several books with Trump. And I know it was really Kiyosaki actually said I should get Trump on and then made contacts and Trump came on, not because of Stone, but Kiyosaki. But he was in Black Ops in Vietnam. He flew Cobra gunships, but did a lot more behind the scenes. And he has now, just in this time of reflection, this time of truth coming out, the enemy's intensifying lies, we're intensifying truth. He talked to Millie Weaver and the great producer and camera man, Gavin. And this is an excerpt of what's going to air on the Nightly News tonight, of where he warns President Trump. And just to make that point, he points out who's really bringing the drugs in. So here's a guy taking a lot of risk to his own life to tell you what he was involved in, Robert Kiyosaki.
This is Robert Kiyosaki for Infowars.com.
Millie Weaver reporting for Infowars.com. We're here in Bozeman, Montana at the Red Pill Expo with a very special person. Now, he was one of the speakers. This is Robert Kiyosaki. Right. So you said you know President Trump, and it seems like you knew him pretty well. What can you tell us about him?
Well, first of all, he and I wrote two books together. I'm the only other person that shared the cover, and we're supposed to write the third book, except I said, hey, it's time to write the third book. He goes, I'm sorry, I'm running for office. I said, good luck. So I feel for my friend Donald. He's a great man. He has the same disease I have, foot and mouth. Or tweet and mouth, you know what you want to call it. Everybody said, well, stop tweeting. So, well, it's Donald. And people look at this, what, Ed Tufufufu or something he wrote, he tweeted. At the same time, he went to NATO, and he said to NATO, pay up. You guys are not paying your bills. Then he went to Saudi Arabia and says, let's kick ISIS's butt. You know? That's the kind of leader he is, but the press never covers that. And we're after Trump for firing the FBI director, and we all know the FBI is a little tainted also. The CIA, I mean, I know a little bit about the CIA because as a Marine pilot, I was recruited by them to fly trucks. I don't do drugs. I'm pretty straight.
Yeah.
So anyway, our whole system is suspect right now. It's all these bureaucrats and people with their hands in the pot. And the question I ask all over the world, it's all over the world, why does a politician go into office poor and leave rich? How does that happen? That's corruption. But nobody says anything about that. They get Trump for some goofy thing, you know? And the trouble with the special prosecutor, because I know, because I've had one of them on my butt, this is the thing I'm afraid of, because Trump's my friend. They'll find something. You know, when I was guilty, I got accused of in the Marine Corps, and they came and they started unturning over the rocks. Oh my God! Because all the things I did, I thought I got away with. I didn't get away with. Yes, I just pled guilty and just got off. You know, I was never. They let everything go. But my concern for my friend, the president, is they're going to find something. It doesn't make a difference what they find. They will find something.
Man, we got to get Robert to stop. I'm not bragging, but he's like reached out to get on, and then it kind of breaks down. He's busy. We're busy. We should have that guy on every week. So Robert Kiyosaki, suddenly, 100 million books sold or more, he comes out and says, I ran drugs for the CIA. I mean, that's just the signal that the answer is the leak. The answer is the whistleblower. The answer is the real people that did all this because they believe it was for greater good. He's like, I flew drugs in. You're going to get Trump for claiming some made-up crap? No. Go ahead and take over, Mike Cernovich. We love you.
Yeah, no, and think about how desperate they are, too, is the freaking the Daily Beast wrote an article trying to claim that people are trying to say that people are on Mars or whatever. The fake news media is just so unbelievably desperate. It does blow my mind every day.
By the way,
day.
I didn't say that. I had a guest on who said they may have tried that. The point was, and I said, no, I don't agree with that, but they're doing animal-human chimeras. And then the media makes jokes about that, which is admitted.
Yeah, and they just, that's the whole point. It's just another, like, big lie. You know, another scam. What can we say? But that's how desperate they are. And it's why I enjoy when those articles, because they even mentioned me in the article and they lied about me. And I like that they do that because it shows how desperate they are.
It shows the bad guys don't like us. So let me ask you this, because I got to ask you before I go. I'm going to be watching, obviously, as I work around the office. What do you make of the CNN Veritas stuff? I mean, it just gets the Megyn Kelly and the stuff you did. Now this, it's just, doesn't it feel good to know you're there and that the Drudge is there and then folks like Project Veritas? I mean, this is exciting.
Yeah, I was getting texts from friends who are actually liberals, and they go, man, you must be having a party with all the CNN blows because the CNN is ISIS thing. Oh, by the way, I got a message from somebody. She had actually said that she received her check and she had a medical procedure. It was going to help pay for that procedure. So she wanted me to tell you, you know, thank you for that and everything about
that.
Well,
I cracked the whip yesterday and it's my fault. I launched these promos and kind of put one guy on another guy and then trying to get the people and pay them. But we always do it. The guy in England, his check's being sent out today. So, yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah. That's where people, they say, where's my check? And it's like, there's a lot of people who did it and people are getting to it. So yeah, she received it, was really happy. And that's what, it's a collective like body blow. One thing after another. Scaramucci was going to sue CNN.
It's like metaphysical. CNN comes out and says, you edit your videos, Veritas, which they don't. And then it comes out that they're the ones editing. Sorry, go back to Scaramucci.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's the beauty of it is that they're falling into a trap where they're saying, well, why would anybody trust an edited video? And I'm saying, you're playing into our hands with that. So James is actually, O'Keefe was a great, great patriot. He is exposing them and they're saying, well, you edited videos and how dare you use edited videos? Exactly our point. So anytime now they do a hit piece on one of us, I have that clip of Anderson Cooper and Van Jones where they go, who would trust an edited video? And I go, I'm going to save that one locked and loaded. Next time they come after me, I'm just going to say, well, according to Van Jones, you can't trust CNN because the video's edited.
They're, as the New York Post says, really hurting right now. But I always have found, even the bad guy starts the fight, I get him down. It's once I actually knocked him on his ass, I got to get ready for the real fight. And I think, though, we knocked him down hard, but we got to get ready to really put him down permanent.
Well, and we'll never put them down permanently. I mean, that's where people go wrong is in life.
Keeps coming back, but I mean, we need to break their back.
Oh, we have to keep pushing our advantage. We can't give them any mercy. We have to keep catching them slipping, keep hitting them hard. But the good thing now is there's a, Malcolm Gladwell wrote a great book about the tipping point. And we've reached a tipping point now due to influencers and network nodes and everything. The idea is, how does a pandemic or an epidemic spread? And then you have patient zero, right? Well,
that's what the CNN guy called us, was a virus. They understand that we are a virus to their system. Don't they get they're already done?
Well, exactly. That's why I was being careful with the metaphor, because I don't want to say you're a virus, but you were the patient zero. You were the person who began spreading the idea that they are fake news and to call them fake news and to call them ISIS. And Brian Stelter in his column even said, Alex Jones is calling us ISIS, and this is a terrible thing. And so that's how deep the penetration is. The pandemic has spread now. The epidemic has spread, and CNN doesn't know what to do.
Mike Cernovich, straight ahead on Alex Jones. Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock. By the way, all of you are the virus of returning life.
March, the empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We want your soul.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Mike Cernovich.
Welcome back, Mike Cernovich, fourth hour. As a lot of you know, CNN has multi-billion dollar backing. That is what cracks me up when all these news people cry about Alex or me or James O'Keefe or anybody. These are massive, mega, multinational, billion-dollar corporations, and then they act like we're the threat. When they outnumber us, and they outgun us. They outnumber us probably 100-1. We are the insurgency. We are the resistance. And you are part of the resistance when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and you buy the products. Now, the great thing about the InfoWars products, and there is a July 4th special. There is free shipping. There's a July 4th special. The good products are back. You're going to be at the beach. You're going to be outside. It's going to be hot and sunny. You want to use the Emmerich's Essential Sunscreen, which is sold under another label that stores everywhere. That is why I love when they go, oh, my God. Oh, my God. They sell products at InfoWars. Yeah. The same products that you can go buy at stores like Trader Joe's, at stores like Whole Foods, the same natural organic products that you need anyway for being on the beach. If you're outside mowing the lawn, I remember as a kid mowing the lawn, and then you would come in with the big bad farmer's tan on your neck and everything. That is not good for you, especially the men listening here. You need to wear sunscreen. That is a major, major skin cancer risk. And most of the sunscreen you buy from Target, Walmart, and other big supermarkets is actually toxic. But the Amyrex Essentials is the all-natural stuff that you need this weekend. That's how you support the InfoWars store. Again, it's a win-win. You need the products. You want the products. You want the free shipping. It's July 4th. This is how you fund the operation. InfoWarsStore.com is to where you get it, because the resistance is big. CNN, for example, they got into a lot of trouble because they faked a story. They faked a story about an investigation into Anthony Scaramucci. They made a mistake because Scaramucci is a very well-connected, wealthy, successful real estate investor, done private equity deals, big private equity deals. He's a great entrepreneur, and they lied about him. Three people were fired. But as this fantastic article that appeared at thefederalist.com shows, this was not just a random act of fake news violence. I think we're going to use that. This was an act of fake news violence. So so Brian Stelter goes, oh, you know, three people got fired. That shows you how good CNN is. But let's think about the other mistakes they made. I'm old enough to remember, because this only happened a week ago or 2 weeks ago, before the Comey testimony, Anderson Cooper, Jake Tapper, and all these other people on CNN said Comey is going to testify that he told Trump he was under investigation, according to sources. They're going to tell Trump, hey, man, you are under investigation. Well, as we know from Comey's actual hearing, it was false. That was a lie. So Molly, I think Hemingway is her name, the Federalist article is so great that she did. So CNN, all they did was issued a minor retraction to kind of like confuse people. They don't issue the retraction or the correction with the same prominence as the story. So here's what happens. The story goes viral. Millions of people read it. Yeah, Molly Hemingway, she does such great work. And I say that even though politically, you know, a lot of these people that I promote aren't necessarily the nicest about me. And you know what? I'm okay with that, because that's what the information war people got to get over, egos. A lot of times people on Twitter go, Cernovich, you know that these people you're linking to, they're promoting you when they're at the, you know, Trump.
You're transcending their infighting. That's the real mark of leadership.
Exactly. I don't care. That's what I told them. I go, I know what these people say about me behind my back, but I don't care. If you're doing good information and you're laying down fire against the enemy, you can gossip about me all you want. We don't have to be friends. We don't even have to be allies. You can actively try to criticize and attack me. I don't care, because this is the future of the world, the future of America, the future of our children. I don't have
That's
time.
Right. You've got children. I've got children. It's total commitment. We're not playing petty games here.
Exactly. You have daughters. I have a daughter. And I don't have time to like, oh, who likes me? Do you like we're in, you know, third grade. Do you like me? Check yes or no. I don't care. Hate me all you want. I don't care. If people are laying down heavy fire on the enemy, I'm going to promote those people, and I'm going to help those people rise up and succeed. We have to destroy CNN before I can fight with anybody else, right? I don't have time for the gossip and drama, so that's why.
Also, that's an example of leadership, though. That's one thing I'm proud of that I've done is even people like Mark Dice did great work, kind of flipped out for some reason, said something about me that was bad. And I said, you know, Mark, you go ahead and keep attacking me. I'm going to promote you because you do such good work. And it totally transformed him. And, you know, he's just as smart as I am or you are. And it doesn't matter. I said, you know, I just, for whatever reason you want to attack me, go ahead. And no, I was going to be here. I was like playing with my hair, but whatever. The point is I just said, I don't care. Keep attacking me. In fact, I'm going to link to those videos too. Because I'm expendable. It's the main war that matters. And if somebody's devastating the globalist and attacking me, then I almost want to get blown up with the globalist.
Yeah, I hope these people, if they're attacking the globalists and attacking me, I can retire from this job any day. This is a high pressure, a lot of stress. a lot of people watching me, you know, people threatening my life, threatening to kill me, threatening for accidents to happen, my car to be hacked. So if these
I don't want to die, but like getting killed is almost a vacation. When you're totally committed to life, it's great. You love it. You love your kids. But it's like so much work to be conscious and awake. It's like you don't want to die because you love the universe and experience and consciousness, but you know you're just part of consciousness anyways, so there's no threat. It's like so empowering.
Yeah, well, this is like when I have these happy hours where I go meet people at the Trump Hotel. After a while, you just punch drunk. Not even from alcohol. I only drink a glass or two of wine. But you just the world is hitting you hard, and even people who like me hit me hard. You just have to accept servant leadership, which is a Christian model of leadership, which is that all glory ultimately is with God. And your job as a leader is you also have to serve the people that you're leading. And that's a mistake a lot of people make.
Well, I mean, there's no narcissism involved. You're all going to die. The great ideas are what are magic, not us individually. But we're total individuals. We're not collectivists, but individually we strive, but only because we all have this shared vision. We've got breaking news right now. We've got three doctors shot. I'm going to put this on screen. Who knows what this is? Rifle-wielding gunman in doctor's coat shoots at least two people. Let's put that back on screen if you can. That is in New York City. Sources, let's go back to the Communist News Network or MSNBC or Fox News. Multiple shot at hospital. Who knows what that is, Mike? But statistically, cars falling down in bathrooms, cancer, heart attacks, drowning in swimming pools, that's the big threat. They take guns, always magnify it, because guns could be used in an organized resistance.
Well, and the tap water people drink kills far more people than guns do every year. Let's just be honest. The poison and the drugs and the chemicals and the toxins and unfiltered tap water, it kills way more people than guns ever would in the entire lifetime of the country, just one year. The people who die because of the calcified water and calcium, of course, you need magnesium. I mean, that's the thing.
I was about to say, the type of crap in the water, it's like what gets in your bloodstream and clogs your arteries. You're onto something there.
Yeah, well, that's why I drink alkaline water, actually, and people tried to make fun of me, and then I stopped drinking it for a week, and I went back on, and I just noticed you can feel the calcium from the water when you're trying to stretch out and you're drinking that tap water. You just feel like cellophane. You know that sound that cellophane makes? And then when you drink the alkaline water and the filtered water, you just feel looser and more limber and more like a cheetah.
All right, I'm going to keep interrupting. Take over.
No, I mean, we have breaking news. It's good to have you here. It's good fun because I think that, too, is what the people we always try to communicate to the people listening in. The fake news media makes fun of us because there's a picture of me, for example. One day I did a Dead Sea Mud facial. It was like during the election when they were all talking about Pepe. And I go, oh, look at me, I'm Pepe. So the fake news is trying to say, oh, you know, look at this insane guy. All I did was put, you know, every woman, you know, has a spa facial. I just did a periscope doing it. But that's to communicate to people. You got to have fun with this. You can't let it get you down.
I agree. Being real is part of not having a teleprompter, is part of like letting yourself have a mistake, letting yourself act goofy, because we're all just people. It's not taking yourself too seriously. Like I look at Morning Joe and all them trying to do weird rock videos and try to act cool together. I mean, that was uncool when I was in college. I mean, do they not understand how uncool they are or how uncool Hollywood is now?
Well, yeah, and then, of course, there's that picture of Mika with her legs in the air. She's laying
that's
on
what
a
I was
piano
talking
or
about,
something.
Yeah.
You know, that's the whole point is they all are nerds. And instead of being a nerd and being educated and being sophisticated and reading, maybe learning a little bit about the Internet and how to use the Internet, they're like, well, no, I don't want to be a nerd. I want to be cool. So I'm going to go, you know, dress my wife up and, you know, pull a skirt up to her panties and have her leg kick up because – hey, man, look at how cool we are. Same thing with those Megyn Kelly photos where, you know, she looks drunk and has that look of her hair over her face as if she's, you know, wasted. That isn't setting a good example for the children. That isn't what the media should do, but then they want to complain.
Well, the thing
about
is, they're trying to act cool like a psycho trying to learn how to smile. It's fake. People are sick of it. I mean, I want to ask you this then. I know you got to cover, but I thought Hollywood wasn't cool 20 years ago, but I still thought it was kind of cool to be in movies. Now I'm ashamed I was in major movies. Seriously. It's like now I can't go see movies. I'll watch old stuff. It's just more innocent and silly. I have like an allergy now to mainstream news. It's like torturing myself to watch it or listen to like Hollywood stars, any of it. I can't get into it anymore. It's like part of my old self died, but I realize almost everybody else I know is the same way. And if I even talk about this stuff, listeners get mad. They hate the establishment. They like when they poison bugs with pesticide. By the third generation, the bugs figure it out and are immune or resistant. And I think that's what this is if you think we're awake, Mike, imagine our kids and their kids. It's like we're going to rise to the challenge, man. I mean, like now, red carpets, Johnny Depp, I want to vomit. And I've been invited, I know you have too, I've been invited to the, I've already been there. And it was, and I thought, wow, I'm glad I had this experience. Before I thought this was pretty cool. Now I realize these are a bunch of uptight slaves. But now I'm picking up folks that have never been at parties with the top Hollywood stars or producers or James Cameron or, you know, any of these people. The general public instinctively knows it's disease, knows it's evil, knows it's anti-human, knows it's alien. So what is Hollywood going to do? And MSM, as they realize, they are the most uncool, pathetic garbage on the planet.
Yeah, a lot of people, too, know about the pedophilia in Hollywood, and that's destroying the myth and the illusion of Hollywood. Is how can you be a director? How can you be in Hollywood and not stand up for the children? Why do you cover up for the pedophiles?
Okay, next point. Boom. Meant to ask you this to start. The number two guy to the Pope, number three in the Catholic Church, but his aide-de-camp, caught for 50 years. They're saying 45. Some of his victims are 50 years old that were five at the time. And we're talking assembly line, gang raping kids. Clearly he's guilty. We know it's the whole program. What the hell is that?
Yeah, and again, you were talking about this 20 years ago. There was a documentary, or not a documentary, but a movie called Spotlight, where all these people at the Boston Globe did was report things you had talked about 30 years ago, but they called you a conspiracy theory when you talked about ritualistic abuse at the Catholic Church.
But it's not that I'm even that smart. I was being given all this intel by people that have been in the government. People go, oh, we must work for the government. No, there are people in the government looking for somebody to tell the truth. So where do you see this going?
The media has not given it the kind of attention that they usually would give it, which I actually find quite interesting. They're much more worried about Trump's tweet than they are about pedophiles and children being raped and everything. So I don't think they're going to cover this story as much because they know that we're looking at the media pedophiles like Jacob Schwartz, who was on CNN. Speaking of CNN, Chris Cuomo had Jacob Schwartz on their show. Jacob Schwartz worked for Bill de Blasio, and he was caught with something like 1,500 images of children being raped, including.
Well, let's say it. I had my state police sources in two states and the FBI say Wiener's got this stuff on the laptop. It's going to come out. We say it. It comes out. The specifics. These are procurers from our intel, and so that's what's going on. Is can you imagine being in a room and one of these guys waddles in with some 3-year-old kidnapped, chained up against the wall, begging for mommy?
Yeah, and then that's why they want to purge alternative media, because how many people in media have known about these pedophiles, but they won't tell the story because then they won't get access? How many people in the media?
Well, let's just look at de Blasio. I mean, I told my wife a year ago when he got elected, or I said, just look, you look at de Blasio. If I was going to do central casting of a guy that has a dungeon and kidnaps kids, I mean, it's de Blasio. I mean, he looks like a giant freaking pedophile.
Yeah, and the media
has. By the way,
so does
Mark Zuckerberg. I'm just going to say, sorry.
Well, he's kind of an android. So Zuckerberg's deal is actually, he's just, he's actually not human. Well, the media's going to say, oh, Cernovich claims he's not really human. He is just actually a weird dude.
He doesn't seem like a total. All I'm saying is, why do pedophiles all look the same? Why do they got that? Put the, I'm not saying the Blasio's a pedophile. Just put the smile back up. You had the pictures up. I've watched videos of him. What a creepy guy, man.
Yeah, and Dennis Hastert, you know, pedophile looks a lot like Dennis Hastert. And here's what I want to know is the Dennis Hastert, what was he doing with the Congressional Page Program with Senator Ben Sasse ran?
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is a guy from nowhere who's a wrestling coach who the Republicans want and runs for office, becomes the shortest serving guy to become speaker. He's a procurer.
Exactly. And then you got this guy, Ben Sasse, who's a senator on Nebraska, who ran the Congressional Page Program, was a tutor, a tutor, so to speak, during Dennis Hastert's time in office. There's a picture of this guy holding a cat, which will send chills down your spine. He looks like some serial killer or something that Dexter would go after. You know, he's holding a cat, looks super creepy. And he won't talk about the time that he spent with Dennis Hastert. And Paul Ryan took money, $25,000, from Dennis Hastert and would not give it back.
They've busted the former head of Penn State for covering it up. So Trump's prosecuting this. Australia's arresting pedophiles. Big raids in Europe. Look at that creepazoid. Where do you think this is all going?
That's what they're afraid of now. They know that the independent media is everywhere watching them, and that's why they're freaking out. And because their behavior is not rational. If you wanted to regain the public trust, you could do so rather easily. All you would have to do is say, you know what? I'm sorry. Let's make amends. Here's what we're going to do. But instead, they're freaking out. They don't know what to do because so many of them have covered up heinous crimes by Dennis Hastert. Dennis Hastert was in Washington, D.C. for 20 years. We all know pedophiles never stop. We all know he was raping boys when he was a high school coach.
Barney Frank got busted in the early 90s. It was on TV with a three-story building with underage kids. And he went to the floor. The video's on YouTube and goes, you mess with me, I'm going to name names. Half of you are having sex with these kids, too. I mean, it's just like, good God, who is attracted to little boys and girls? Well, who wants to kill prosperity? Who wants to make you poor, even if it destroys them?
Well, the Discovery Channel killed that documentary, of course, which a lot of people are waking up to because they can find it on YouTube.
The Silence of it. What was it called? I first aired it. What's it called?
None Dare Speak, something like that.
Well, there was a documentary I got from law enforcement. I actually aired, and they physically attacked me 3 days. I'm not bragging. It just really happened. I got physically attacked, and that was a long time ago. I think it's a conspiracy of silence.
Yeah, conspiracy of silence.
Yeah, no, I aired that because they wouldn't air it. I had no idea how dangerous it was. Dude, that's like, you're saying that's just getting attention? I think I aired that like 17 years ago.
No, but I mean, that's what's waking up young people, is they're watching it on YouTube.
Oh, is that getting watched? I didn't even know that.
Yeah, and they're going, wait a minute, why was this never aired?
That's another thing. I'm not bragging about us, but think of what you've done and countless others have done and our listeners have done. Stuff I did 20 years ago is just now like torpedoes hitting ships going. I've already launched exponentially more torpedoes as we got bigger. Can you imagine when all those start hitting?
Well, and that's what's happening. You're actually what you're seeing CNN is, and Malcolm Gladwell talks about this a lot. And the tipping point is just like, you know, how one day you're like, whoa, I'm real successful. What happened? And well, no, it's that 10-year buildup. All the attacks that you launched like a tank commander all for all these years, the cumulative damage is what's taking down CNN and the fake news media. So now every attack that they get hit with is going to hurt way worse. It's just
and
like
they're facing 20-year-old and 15-year-old and 10-year. And if you look what everybody's done, the whole movement, it's exponential. We're not a pyramid this way. We're that way. I think they finally figured out that no matter what they do to us, they are like, this Trump wave is a small wave. The waves coming are like 10 times bigger.
Oh, the younger people are, man, if anybody thinks you and I are wild, they haven't spent any time talking to the girls, too. The girls under like 25 are savage. It is a different kind of generation. I sent a picture to Nico of this girl who went to the Hollywood Boardwalk of Stars and cleaned off Trump's star and everything.
Let's put that up if we can.
Yeah, even, you know, as wild as you are and I am, the kids are wild too. And even the girls have said, you know, we've had enough of this.
As much as they try to suppress, for every victim they suppress, the universe equals out, the person that rises up will be 10 times stronger.
Exactly. So the kids are waking up. They're fighting hard. That's why, again, as tired as I am, I know we have to keep pushing forward because we're in a it's a new awakening. I forget who was the great minister, the great awakening.
It's a great enlightenment.
Yeah. Exactly. So we're in a new kind of a public awakening because we are kind of a global brain. There is a conscious mind. Although I'm not really quite sure how
there's
that
total
works.
Collectivism and total individualism. Our each individual's vision then collects, and the globalists want to artificially from top down program the collective. The collective is programmed from the bottom up.
Right. So I've actually been reading a great book by Howard Bloom called The Global Brain, where he talks about a lot of this concept. So when people are attacked, and this goes down to the microscopic level, is the people get closer and join up when you're attacked. So, right, like a few years ago, we were all like, I was just like, you know, all I care about is partying in Vegas, and I don't care about anybody but me. And I was living a very vile life, to be quite, just a party boy, you know, not proud of that, whatever, but it is what it is. But then once the attack happens, then everybody comes together. And then as everybody comes together, there's all these new neural network connections made and new insights and more bravery and everything. So right now we're in this great kind of gathering together of patriots, and that's why our consciousness of everybody is rising.
But I think it's rising because they're getting ready to release a bioweapon to bring in global crisis to have us accept governance. I think as big as the victory we're having is, the unseen hand is going to hit hard. And I know we're going to make it through that, but I want to try to short-circuit their counter-strike. But either way, we're going to win. But, Mike, if I personally was a selfish person, I would be building an armored redoubt. Quite frankly, I'm going to look at one this weekend outside Austin so I can hedge my bets, because I think they're going to release a bioweapon. My gut, and intellectually and studying them, I think they've got it in place. They'll probably blame it on a jihadist, maybe a right-winger. And I think they're going to release a bioweapon. A lot of my other guests think that as well.
Well, I've been waiting for Deep State to release a dirty bomb on Trump, because that's how you would create a national martial law crisis and get rid of Trump at the same time. So that's always been what I've heard here, too, is that Deep State wants to...
Yeah, well, I hope, and it's not a threatening thing. I don't run around talking about violence all day. I just hope Michael Moore and all of them realize, man, you guys, you've been pushing your luck.
Well, that's CNN... And Jeffrey Goldberg, The Atlantic, and they're all saying, actually, that we're going to be attacked. That's what the media is saying. And I've told them, I go, I don't want violence in America. But as I'll make a prediction that people who do attack journalism physically, the high-profile people, they will become heroes of the people. And so the media needs to freak out about it. They need to say, whoa, whoa, whoa. Because, again, I don't want violence. I disavow violence.
That's right. If somebody blows up a bunch of CNN people, God forbid, and they demonize it, people are going to make them a hero. I don't want that to happen. You guys, though, keep showing the wind. They don't understand that they are exponentially under the gun. It's not like you're in Venezuela or North Korea bullying a bunch of people. This culture does not have that history. I mean, quite frankly, because we're loving, but we're psychotic killers. And they don't understand that once they open the gate, they think they're opening a door to destroy us. They're opening the door to their own destruction.
Yeah, and because I have friends actually in media, and I've been telling them, I go, look, guys, I'm just going to be real with you, okay? Everybody wants to know why you're not talking about the left-wing Antifa violence against Trump supporters. People are starting to think that you've chosen sides and that you're going to encourage violence. I go, just like they had the guy who tried to assassinate Trump in Ohio, CNN had him on. I said, you guys need to freak out, but rather than lecture people, you need to take, because me and Alex, we challenged Megyn Kelly live on air to disavow political violence, to join our pledge for peace. None of them would do it. Why would they not join hands with us and say, you know what, we might not like this Cernovich, this Jones guy, but we stand with them.
They want the conflict because they've never been in conflict physically. They believe it's something they can win. If they've been in conflict, they would fear it and know that those who have been in it have now been challenged by it and are ready for it and are not afraid of it, quite frankly, afraid of what we'll do to you in that conflict. Mike, great job. Tell folks about your Twitter, your Facebook.
Twitter.com/CERNOVICH. Twitter.com/Cernovich. But just again to repeat it, Alex Jones, don't take us out of context. We have a pledge for peace.
We are nonviolent offensively, yes. By the way, Mike Cernovich, and we'll invite you back Sunday and Monday. We broadcast Tuesday. I want to thank the great crew. We have free shipping through this month. Please support the InfoWar. Michael ZX is back in stock. Thank you all for the support. You are the InfoWar. Great job, crew.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.